This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, obviously a lot of attention fire-wise lately has been on the Jack Fire and certainly on the Bootleg Fire over in Klamath County. But for the Douglas Forest Protective Association, how have things been going?
You know, things have been going pretty good so far. We still have some resources engaged up on the Jack Fire, so there are some small inholdings of private land up towards the Dry Creek area that we're still engaged on. So, you know, resources from the Oregon State Fire Marshal's Office have been released as that threat has diminished. There's been a lot of work around those homes and private parcels to protect them, doing, you know, putting in some dozer lines ahead of time and brushing out around the homes, and then doing some backburning operations to secure those parcels and structures. So the threat there has been minimized. The OSFM resources are now have been released. They're on new fires there in Central Oregon. But DFPA remains engaged around the Dry Creek area on the Jack Fire. Other than that, it's been pretty good here around Douglas County. We've had a couple very, very, very small fires, but we're not seeing the fire activity that they're seeing throughout portions of Central Oregon, that's for sure.
Any idea why that is? I mean, I was expecting probably more to be going on around here by now.
Yeah, you know, looking at our indices and everything, we're hitting record energy release components and record low fuel moistures for this time of year. We're just not getting those fire starts, which is a great thing. You know, we want to thank the public for doing all they can to prevent those fires and making our job easier. You know, right now with the conditions we have, even with these cooler weather forecasted for the coming days, our vegetation is very dry, so it doesn't take much to start that fire. And if one does start, it could quickly spread.
92 for the high yesterday, dropping to 87 today, down to the low to mid-80s for the weekend. Things start to heat back up a little bit next week, but obviously this time of year, rain nowhere in the forecast.
That's right. Yeah, typically in the summertime, if we do get rain, it's associated with a thunderstorm. And, you know, at this point, if we would get a very wet thunderstorm, we would take that. We could deal with those fires, and that moisture would be very beneficial. But, you know, obviously that's not in the forecast right now. We'll see what happens down the road. But in the meantime, again, we need everybody's help and cooperation to know those fire restrictions and the fire dangers, those shutdown times, and make sure that they're doing everything they can to keep a fire from happening.
I was looking at some data from AccuWeather this morning talking about all the fires in the West. 67 active large fires across the nation right now.
Yeah, you know, actually the a couple of those fires there in Central Oregon continue to just outpace fire resources that are working on those. You know, the Bootleg Fire right now is the largest fire in the country and is drawing a lot of resources. And that's another big factor that we're keeping an eye on as we go forward with all the large fire activity, not only in Oregon, but across the West right now, as resources are going to be drawn down at some point. We're not to the point we were last year when the Archie Creek fire started. But, you know, every new fire start is a drawdown on resources. So that's something that we definitely watch and continue to keep an eye on.
And just getting word in the past few minutes, another part of the state, but up in the Tillamook State Forest, a 70-acre fire going now.
Yeah, that's there on ODF protected land there in the northern portion of the state. I got that notification last night. You know, that's concerning when we're seeing, you know, 70-acre fires up on the Tillamook, because that's typically a very wet, moist portion of the state where not a lot of fire activity generally happens. You know, you go back in time, some large fires happened in the Tillamook many, many, many years ago. But in more recent history, that's been a very calm fire district. So to see that fire activity in that portion of the state this early in the year definitely is concerning.
And I guess this fire was originally sparked on July 3rd. They're still looking into the cause, but because they couldn't get to it for quite a while, we ended up with where we are now.
Yeah, I don't have any other details on that specific fire. I'm sure we'll hear some more information on it from the Department of Forestry in the future.
So for people that are out and about, I mean, you actually got through the 4th of July time pretty well.
Yeah, we did. You know, again, people were very aware of their surroundings over that time period, follow those restrictions. Currently, right now, we're at a high fire danger. We're probably not too far off from bumping into extreme, but we're not quite there yet. So I encourage people to continue to stay up to date with those conditions, either through media outlets or our website, social media accounts, to make sure that they know what those fire dangers are and what those shutdown times are, because there's several activities such as mowing, chainsaw use, cutting, grinding, welding metal, and then other power-driven machinery on private property, that those shutdown times and restrictions change based on the fire danger.
And are you still having issues with people that are still doing things that they shouldn't have been doing for quite some time?
Well, actually, last night I responded just down the street from my house to somebody that had a burn barrel in the backyard. So, yeah, we're still chasing around illegal burns and those different kinds of activities that are unfortunately taking place.
And let's see, it was Jackson and Josephine County went to extreme today for the Oregon Department of Forestry lands. They're not that far away, so we're not probably that far off.
No, that's right. So, you know, we've been watching those indices as they climb. We're getting very close to moving to that extreme fire danger threshold. We're not quite there yet. And there's a lot of factors that go into that, you know, the fuel conditions, the weather forecast, available resources. We're keeping track of all those different things to make sure that we're moving at appropriate times to stay ahead of the game.
And for this region and for what DFPA does, what kind of resources do you have over at the airport right now?
So right now we have two of our three helicopters here, our single engine air tanker seat base here at Roseburg is set up and ready to go. So we don't have aviation assets assigned at that at the Roseburg Airport for the seats, but it is available if they're working in the area to reload or to move something into the area. Our observation aircraft is also here, and it's in use on a daily basis. So, you know, in the next week or two, we'll see our third helicopter come on. Those helicopters are staggered. Their start dates over the course of the summer, so that way we have good coverage well into the fall if needed.
Final thoughts on things people should remember as we go through this hot period.
Well, like you mentioned, we're going to see a little cool down before things warm back up. So even though it's going to be cooler, don't let your guard down. Fires can still easily start and spread. So continue to do everything you can to prevent fires and make our job easier.
Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation at Gerritsen Building Supply.